One's, I know they're on training. If they could just fly over and see if they can get us a location of the guy.
Yeah, I just told TJ that this is coming in. They're on approach up near Sollers right now.
Timber, I'm just going to call.
KF7WTJ, looking for something for a call out for Finger Rock Trailhead.
I'm at SWAT training, so if you need me, call me, and I can check on and help you guys out if you run into problems. Alright, Timber.
Steve, go ahead. This is Sean Kane's West.
Hey, Sean, we've got a report of a hiker on Finger Rock Trail. They're saying about a mile up from the parking lot, dehydrated, feeling dizzy, started hiking at 6 this morning.
Okay. And you want to page out?
Hey, please?
Sure. I'll get one going. KN2SNC, putting a page out for Finger Rock Rescue, 1 mile up.
Chief, this is Sheriff Wine. Now, what's your status on the rescue?
Hey, TJ, Sheriff One, Rat, do you have enough fuel just to do a flyover and see if we can locate the subject?
Probably so. Hey, we're just getting ready to do an off-site landing. Just give us one and we'll come back for you.
And Sheriff One, Rattering, on rescue.
Sheriff One.
Okay, Jason gave us a thumbs up to go ahead and fly the trail to locate this guy. He's going to call Carpenter for an affirmative thumbs up, but go ahead and plan on that after you guys make that landing. Let me know where you guys are en route, and I will give you guys the subject 43.
Rat, this is the Sheriff One on rescue. Please deny you. We're right in the middle of a landing.
You guys have thumbs up from Dowdy. He's going to make the call up the chain. However, if you guys are done with your landing, if you guys can fly Finger Rock Trail and try to locate our subject, you guys are okay to do that, and I will notify you otherwise if something changes from Carpenter.
Hey, Rat, have we been given the authorization to do this?
Sir Dowdy, yes. He's called Carpenter to run it by him, but he says go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, you've been covered by several radios. Copy the Finger Rock Trail. You want us to scout the trail, look for the subject, confirm?
That's affirmative. Subject number 5 male, white long sleeve shirt, straw hat, and blue jeans. He's a mile from the trailhead. However, he does not know. He started at 6 a.m. and was on his way back. Subject ran out of water and is feeling dizzy.
Okay. White long sleeve shirt. We'll start from the, we'll start our way at the trailhead, work our way up.
Thanks a lot.
And search and rescue units, we're inbound to you. Our ETA is about, probably about 3 to 4 minutes. We'll start from the trailhead and work up trail on the Finger Rock Trail.
TJ, I copy. Thanks a lot. And I'm at Skyline and Craig Compton.
Sheriff, 1-10-4.
And Steve Chuk, Rat and Rescue. Go ahead, Rat. And it's Swan and Sunrise. If I get that, I'm just going to go ahead and shoot up and head up trail.
Yeah, good copy. I'm at 106. You're just passing 106 now. You copy the update just now over there?
Hey, you broke that trip. Go ahead.
Did you copy the update over 800?
Are you 72? Are you just feeling better?
Yeah, he's feeling better. I'm not going to have him stay on the line. I'm going to have him give us a call back in about 15 minutes just so we can get an assessment, but that'll at least get us in the field.
Okay. I'll be there in a couple minutes, I guess.
KN2 SMC en route to rendezvous.
We're back with you on 3. We're getting into the area. We're just going over Ventana Resort right now. We'll be there shortly.
Good copy, Sheriff One. Just got a text from Jason, said that we are approved for the mission. And subject advised that he was feeling better, but we told him to stay where he's at, so.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll give you a good spot on it, and you guys can make a quick assessment. We're pretty good right now.
Okay. Plan right now will be to just get eyes on him, give us the quartz, and then we'll hike to him. I'm on Alvaron right now, approaching the trailhead.
Sheriff 1-10-4. And Rat, we got you in the trailhead, and we're just going to go start our search operation.
I got you, Sheriff 1. Just let me know, and I'll copy those words and see if I can get something.
Sheriff 1, 10-4. And we're working our way up Canyon now. We're at the Mel residence, working our way up Canyon.
Hey, Sheriff 1, go ahead. I was talking with Sarah. Go ahead.
We're still following the trail uphill. We just passed the Mel residence. Still nothing yet. Working our way up Canyon.
10-7-9 and response.
Hey, Sheriff 1, Rat on rescue. Subject advised that he can see you. I don't know if you saw him or not. He's advised that he's laying down and can't get up.
Laying down, can't get up. We're still following the trail up. Don't see yet. Don't have eyes on yet.
Darn. Just advised that he did see you, so. Looks like there's an update in the call saying that that you guys didn't see him and you guys went away, so he's probably back behind you now.
Confirming that we overflew him. Just confirm confirmation we overflew him.
That's what it sounds like. We transferred his phone to Chook, so he should be on the 21 with him now. It's unknown if he's on the trail or not. So he may be in the canyon.
Sheriff 1, 500. Sheriff 1, 500 on rescue.
Sheriff 1.
Subject says he's on the trail, but you went too far north of him.
Okay, we're coming back down canyon. Basically, we are presently just over the switchbacks at the reservoir. We're at the junction of the reservoir, so we're working our way back down.
ACT radio check.
ACT radio check is at 2.
AC up.
Go ahead, AC.
Do we have a name for our subject?
Negative, just a 72-year-old male wearing a white shirt, blue jeans, and a straw hat.
Copy, white shirt, blue
jeans. Sheriff 1, this is CNF. And sorry, your name is James.
Copy, James.
Sheriff 1, I still have him on the phone.
Sheriff 1, we have him in sight, so we are well below the spring. Copy 20.7534.348. Our elevation is 342. He looks like he's still on the phone. Fairly close in to you guys. He's in the drainage itself. But it looks to be right along the trail. He's in some shade. Is that...
Alright, TJ, we copy you. We just wanted to get where he's at. I think if he's close enough, we're just going to hike him out and get hydrated and walk him out. If we need to, we'll call you back out.
Okay, we're going to get out of the immediate area. He's in some shade right now. He's wearing his hat, white long sleeve shirt with a backpack. We'll get out of your way. We'll see how close you guys are to him. But he looks to be sitting up and acknowledges us by the TJ.
Alright, very good copy, TJ. Thanks for your help.
Hey, familiar with up the trail here where that big rock is? He's about 100 yards below that from that big rock that's on the trail.
Okay, good copy. Thanks, TJ.
And right now, he's probably about a quarter mile from the Mel house.
10-4, quarter mile from the old house.
And we're just going over the search and rescue team right now, and you're probably about a half mile out from it. Hey, we're going to get out of your guys' way for a little bit and advise what you guys need if you need something else, okay?
Yeah, good copy, TJ. Thanks for your help, guys.
No problem. Good spot on that with from Lupe.
Yeah, 10-4.
And just for your info, we're going to just go back up into Mount Lemmon area where we're going to land at Sollers, and we're going to be up there, so we need something up for a rat.
Yeah, 10-4, we need to get on scene and assess his condition. If we need you, we'll let you know.
Sheriff 1, 10-4. And Chief, this is Sheriff 1 on rescue.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, the search and rescue volunteer should be fairly close to reaching him. We were trying to get him to acknowledge us by using the PA. We were just trying to get him to acknowledge us, that is all.
All right, CJ, thanks. I've got him on the phone again.
Sure, 1-4.
ACQ. ACIC.
IC, this is AC, go ahead.
Stop where you're at and shout out to James. He thinks he might have heard you. All right, good copy, thanks. I'm going to get off the phone with him at this time.
This is
ACIC, go ahead.
We made, we're arriving at the station. Kelly's going to do a session on him. I'll report back to you with that.
All right, good copy, thanks.
CD7SMZ responding.
For report.
Ready for report. Find a better X. Lots. Set BP normal. Your intentions. Team 2 should be on scene shortly. Believe he's got IV. And certainly suggest giving him some more time to hydrate. Maybe 16, a little after 4 o'clock or so. Might be the first time we're thinking about moving. Stokes is on trail. Yeah, 20 minutes or so of hydrating is good until an additional assessment and go from there. Again, Team 2 ought to be on scene shortly. At your convenience, if you have another set of numbers, we'll take them. Coordinates.
Momentarily.
An additional IV is starting in now.
Possibly.
Fine.
That's clear.
500, Sheriff Wayne, just checking on your status, good.
Bad X, try again.
Sheriff Wayne, we're just going over to Sarah House, just checking on your status.
Team 1, Team 2 on scene.
Rescue 783, Rescue 781.
Good. How about now? Could you 1090 your last? We're just checking on your status. We're 1019 to the hangar for fuel.
Teams 1 and 2 on scene. He's doing much better, continuing to rehydrate before we reevaluate.
Okay, copy. Reevaluating. We're 1019 to the hangar. We'll get ourselves back 1-8.
Bill, go ahead.
Michael, I was just going to offer a relay to Sheriff 1, so I'm en route with 71 and Liquid 2. Katie 7, QPN.
Oh, yeah.
Officer, this is AC.
AC, Officer.
Have a second set of vitals for you at 1605, pulse is 85, beats per minute, respiration is 28, blood pressure 128 over 90.
Only 95.
That's correct.
Well, that's the only weird one.
We're going to keep it on and kind of see how it does. See if it goes up. We'll let you know if anything changes drastically from it.
Well, that'll make it consistent, especially with the pulse. Same method. So, we're listening. Lots of people in the field.
Are you on trail?
Go ahead, the numbers. Your bullet bonus points. Wise guy. Do you have a plan yet, or is Robert going to get a stick?
We are, the patient is ready to begin walking, so we're going to start walking out with him. How copy?
Copy, ready to walk. Stokes, copy.
Go ahead. Without his eyes on him.
Alright. 10-4,
ops. Officer, hasty, go ahead.
When you get down trail to the point where it bounces out to onto the slope on the west side, do a reassessment, at least thinking about it, and confirm that you're good to hike the rest of the way out or whether we need to something else.
Solid copy on that. You might want to try to get a hold of the deputy. I have the radio here. We're kind of picking up the stuff that the patient left behind by tonight, and then we're going to be heading back down. The rest of the crew already left down the trail.
Oh, yeah.
Ratchet, Rusty. Advise when you're about 30 minutes away, and I'll have a box here.
Wheel.
Wheel ops.
Calling in shade.
Shade is good. Passing to hops. Copy with the moving scene. Roger, TJ. Patient is moving, and moving well. Ops waiting. OAB ops. We're past the wheel. Go ahead on simplex. Not at this time, but we're thinking about it as the patient passes. And set for KC. OAB team is on scene. Team ops.
You're all joined in moving.
Copy, the gaggle is fully formed. Copy, you have met up with a bunch of people, and they are us.
Go ahead. All right, Templar, you want me to call a box? All right, Templar. Red Chief. Red Chief and Rescue, how are you guys doing?
We're fantastic. How are you?
My air conditioner went out.
That's not good. You can hit my truck.
How far out are you guys?
I don't know. 7 minutes, 30 seconds.
Good number of fires here.